This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته رياض وجازي welcome you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017 day 12. So we're still living with this name and trying to implement this beautiful name of Allah into our lives, the name of Allah Al-Mujib. And we talked about the, you know, the prophets and how they made that call to Allah Azza wa Jalla and how Allah Al-Mujib answered their call. And we said that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves to be called, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain etiquettes, you know, when you make a dua, like the Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Jalla, when he says, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah." When you make a call, when you make a dua and have no doubt that Allah Azza wa Jalla will answer your call. Because if you're making dua again, and then in your heart you're having doubts that Allah will answer your call or will not answer your call, that means then Allah will not answer that call. So you should not have no doubts, inshaAllah ta'ala. Have that yaqeen in your heart. InshaAllah, I'm making that dua. And there's khair in it. There's khair in it. If there's khair in it, Allah will answer it. You know, because here's what happens when you make a dua. Three things could happen. Either Allah will answer that call on the spot. Allah will answer it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, Allah will ward off an evil that was meant to happen to you. You didn't even know about it. But Allah warded off through that dua, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Allah will store that dua in the hereafter. You know, when you go in the Jannah and the man will see all these mountains of khairat. Ya Rabbi, how did I get all this? You know, and Allah will say, you have made this dua and that dua, but I did not answer them. I have replaced it with this. The man will say, Ya Rabbi, I wish you did not answer any of my dua. When he sees what Allah has replaced, you know, that dua with in Jannah. But anyways, when you make the dua, always have your heart, you know, focused. Rakkis, yani tarkiz. Focus in your dua. Sometimes we make dua again. ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. موقن, يعني have that sincere, that yaqeen, you know, in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer. You know, you make a dua and then your heart is oblivious. You make a dua and then you're concentrating here and there and you're looking around, but that's not a dua. You know, it's mostly of cultural things other than dua. And also there are certain etiquettes, you know, when you make dua, as the Prophet Muhammad has showed us, you know, to start with the etiquette, the adab. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. You know, start with praising Allah, start with, you know, praising Him, glorifying Him. And then always you have to make salat upon Prophet Muhammad. It is disrespectful to make a dua without starting with the salat upon Prophet and sending your salutations upon Prophet and ending with sending salutations upon Prophet. Alayhi salatu wassalam. So sometimes again, you know, we make dua, but we don't know how to make dua. Or we make dua, but something that, let's say, you know, I'm doing fine, you know, financially. But I'm not doing fine health-wise. So I'm making the wrong dua. You know, sometimes people do make the wrong dua. And also, you know, face the qibla, which is also, it's an etiquette. It's a sunnah, in fact, you know, to face the qibla when you're making dua. And to raise your hands when you're making dua, you know, as the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to do. And to repeat the dua three times. Like I said, have no doubt. And also, pick the best times on making dua. What are these best times? We'll talk more about them, inshallah ta'ala, in our next episode. Until then, we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.